Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are going to be chatting with Alexandra Cornegay, and we are going to be talking about breathwork and how breathwork could be used within a coaching container. Lots of great nuggets here for you today. May you enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening. Alexandra, welcome to our episode together.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We just had this really wonderful connected chat here before we got going, and so I'm feeling super settled in and grounded. How are you feeling in this moment?
Very much the same. Very grateful for our ability to connect so effortlessly and to be here.
Yes. So I wanted to bring you in around this breath work because I keep seeing and hearing even some of our students say, I'm doing a breath work certification. And so this has been fascinating me. And when I knew that you were doing this and incorporating it into your work, I was like, let's talk about this. So let's start with just a little bit of your backstory and how you got into coaching, because everybody always likes to hear a backstory.
Of course. Coaching genuinely arrived to me before I was ever conscious of it. I always knew that I wanted to work with people as my career path. I didn't quite know how, though, you know. And for a long time, I was pursuing the traditional methods of therapy, and it just didn't feel right from an educational perspective, from a spiritual perspective, for me personally. And so I knew I wanted an alternative, something that was still structured and still professional, but allowed for a little bit more space. For the client, for the individual to connect with themselves in a deeper way. And it was actually through a meditation practice that it kind of came through so clearly of, have you looked into coaching? And the answer at the time was no. And I found your program, Beverly, so synchronistically, and it felt really right. The resonance was so deep. And through the training program, I knew that that was where I was supposed to be, that my identity and how I would present myself to people, that coach was going to be attached to that, and specifically that it was going to be holistic coach attached to that. And since the training program, I've continued to build upon the foundation of the holistic coaching method and continue to invite people into my space and create space for individuals to connect with themselves in a holistic way on all of the levels. So it's been a long journey, but a very rewarding one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I totally feel you on the spiritual level, not being incorporated as much and more mainstream way of being of service to people. And I have found you always very, very spiritually connected. When did you know that you had that spiritual connection and wanted to serve people with that level?
Good question. I always tell people that my first jarring experience of like realizing that I was perhaps a bit more sensitive to the spiritual side of things happened when I was about 4 or 5. So I was thrown into it very early. And I, growing up, would be in the grocery store, or if I would go with my mom to church, I would receive these intuitive hits for people that I didn't know. And just, it seemed like all of this information was kind of like flooding in, all of these intuitive understandings. And I decided to pursue that because that came up for a reason. And I continued to expand my knowledge base. I started with Buddhist meditation and really dove into that head first, genuinely, because I wanted to better learn how to sit with my own spirit before I could facilitate the space for others to do the same. So a lot of research, a lot of yoga practice, a lot of meditation practice, is really what brought me to the understanding of my sensitivity can be used for the benefit of other people. My personal spiritual experiences can be used as an example for other people that are also wanting to kind of disconnect from a lot of the distractions that we have in our daily lives and really reconnect with the soul. And that's how I knew through my own personal practice, like, this is the work that I want to do. This is the path that I want to take of leading people back to their own authentic selves, because I believe the soul is the authentic self. Everything else is little personas we take on to live in reality.
Yeah. So you mentioned the word sensitivity a couple of times. I'm curious, how does that sensitivity show up for you?
Ooh. It shows up as empathy, as very strong empathy for other people, for other living beings. It also shows up as knowing things that perhaps haven't been explicitly communicated to me, but having just that intuitive understanding of what's happening or what's beneath the surface. It shows up specifically in my coaching, I think, in my ability to hold space, because if I'm able to feel on a more intuitive level what my client is feeling, it kind of allows me to move through the coaching container intuitively and know when to pause and know when to just be with them. It shows up as my own personal practice. I believe that my sensitivity, especially with like nature, it's been really strong with nature recently, has allowed me to deepen my own sense of self in the world as a human right now. To go back to the disconnection that I mentioned before, so many of us tend to be distracted from the soul self because of everything that's going on. And I think that if we're able to kind of heighten our sensitivity to what's going on in nature, like just listening to the sounds of birds more easily, listening to insects and the sounds of the forest, like it just drops you back into who you actually are. And that helps me nurture that sensitivity and also expand it.
That's great. Beautifully said. Great examples. Yeah. So then how did the breath work come into play here?
I knew that I wanted a breathwork certification about a few years ago as my meditation practice deepened. It was something that had been coming up for me rather than something that I went looking for. I started seeing a lot more podcasts about breathwork, and I had no idea what exactly that was and what the difference was between that and a meditation practice. But there was a breathwork podcast that I listened to where the experience of what a breathwork session can be like that was being detailed was just so resonant with me. And it piqued my curiosity enough to where I actually tried a breathwork practice myself, one that I found online. And that was a transformative night. So much came up, things that I didn't even know were still stored, like in my body, like in my energy, just came full surface. And I knew after that, like, yep, this is it. This is what I want to learn. This is what I want to spend my time devoted to and practicing. And from there, I did my intuitive research into certifications, continued building upon my own breathwork practice, and continued having really expansive experiences. And through the certification process and through my own practice, I began to really understand how deeply our bodies are capable of feeling and how much of our feelings can be released and moved and transformed through our breath. I could completely nerd out about this. I'll try not to. But our breath is so incredibly powerful, not only as a spiritual tool, but just on a physical level. So many of us aren't taking deep conscious breaths throughout the day. And our bodies need oxygen. It sounds so simplistic to say, but our bodies truly need oxygen. Our brains need it. Our guts need it. Our hearts need it. And when we take the time to consciously breathe and bring the breath into the belly, into every part of the body, it just ignites this mind, body, soul experience. Like I said, I could completely nerd out about it, but yeah. I'm trying to be contained.
What? No, that's what we're here to do. So it's okay. You can nerd out about it. So what would you say like a breathwork practice looks like?
That's the beautiful thing about breathwork is that I believe it can look like so many different things. So for me, it started as going through guided breathwork experiences. And then that transformed into learning through the certification program different techniques that felt good in my body and felt good for me and continuing those. So it genuinely is an individualistic experience, even though it can be experienced collectively, like in group settings. Whenever a client comes to me and they want to learn more about breath work, we really dive into the individual aspect first of like, what exactly are your goals? What exactly do you want to achieve through the breath work practice? And then from there, we choose one. So let's say my breath work practice right now, for example, really is just about deep belly breaths. Again, that sounds so simple, but taking the time in the morning, 5 to 10 minutes, to just lay on my back, fully relax, release the tension in my body, and breathe deeply into the belly is so, man, I was going to say rewarding, but that doesn't even feel like the actual experience of it. It's a cleansing practice, just taking those deep breaths into the body early in the morning. But then for some, practices may look like a more rapid breathwork technique where we are moving the body into a state of controlled hyperventilation so that you can really experience the full body impact of how the breath can really bring up certain energies and certain feelings and certain thoughts. And then as they're coming up, you continue breathing through them. So it can look completely different for everyone, but my recommendation for people just starting out is genuinely to just start breathing more consciously during the day, like in the morning, maybe at night before you go to bed or at work when someone stresses you out. Like take 3 deep breaths and see how differently you may feel after that.
Beautiful. And so how are you, I mean, you've already described it a little bit, but curious like how we're using the breath work in holistic coaching or how these are connected in the work that you're doing. What's that looking like for you?
That's such a good question because I feel like they're so incredibly connected. With holistic coaching, we're working on a holistic level. So the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And I truly believe that breathwork is a mind, body, soul experience. So I do believe it's a holistic therapeutic modality. So with holistic coaching, I think breathwork not only helps further connect individuals to all of the levels, but I think it also creates for more awareness to come in about every single level. Because when you're in an active breathwork technique, you're experiencing physical sensations as well. So your sense of your physical level will be heightened. There may be emotions coming up. So that's then the emotional level that's coming in. With my clients, for example, we've used some breathwork techniques during our coaching containers just to create pause in the emotions or in the heightened moment of the container. So if there are some more vulnerable emotions coming up, and I think sometimes what can happen with us humans, especially if we've been trained to shut down when experiencing more vulnerable emotions, we'll kind of just not know how to describe it. And we'll kind of do that I don't know thing. Like they'll just keep saying like, I don't really know how I'm feeling, or I'm feeling overwhelmed. And it's like, okay, well, let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's just pause so you can sit with whatever you're feeling. And then we come back to it. So very, very connected. And I think that breathwork techniques can overall support holistic coaching again, because it's a full body, mind, soul experience.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, you know, from previous interactions that I have dealt with what people would call anxiety for a long time, and then even a lot of trauma in the past. And so I used to, and when I used to play tennis, I would actually hold my breath while I was playing a point. And at the end of the point, and sometimes those were really long, I would realize I wasn't fully breathing. I was holding. And I think that was like a pattern that I had whenever I was, it's like bracing oneself almost. Yeah. And so that was part of my recovery and healing journey, even at the beginning, was realizing how disconnected I was from the breath, how short and shallow my breaths were. I actually didn't really start to get into the breath work until yoga. So I think yoga is a place where people start to learn a bit more about their breathing and can be a nice start. But this is just really beautiful what you're sharing. I can see so many places within a coaching session or a coaching container, or even it's a resource that's provided outside of the coaching container, and the person can do some breath work before they come as a pre-ritual to their coaching conversations. Like, there seems like so many cool places where it would be good for the coachee. And then I'm hearing so many great ways that this would be good for the coach as well. What do you think that it's done for you to do breath work before you go into a coaching conversation?
Ooh, good question. I am definitely a pre-session prepper. I really enjoy setting the space and making sure that I'm fully in my body before entering into a session. So being able to utilize breathwork before a session with clients has enabled me to be present, and like capital P present, in a way that perhaps I wouldn't be if I was just coming into it off of something else or coming into it distracted. It, the way I'm kind of visualizing it right now, like breathwork kind of just fully drops your soul back into your body. Mm-hmm. And you're fully there and you're fully present and your consciousness level is different at the time. And I think the biggest area where I've noticed breathwork causing a shift in the containers is in the active listening. Yeah. My ear is different when I'm fully present. Yeah. And that applies to so many different areas of life, but my ear is different. And so then therefore my questions and my interactions can be different as well. And the sense of mindfulness that's there, I think, just allows for a greater experience, not only for the client, but for me as the facilitator, because there's less jitters, there's less expectation put on me to deliver certain things. Yeah. There's just this ease of like, I'm here with them and whatever needs to come forth will come forth. And I'm ready to experience that. And I have the capacity to handle that because I'm fully in my body and fully with myself.
Yeah, it's super fascinating because I know how strong you are on that spiritual level. And it's really interesting to hear you say like how much the breath work really helps you connect to your body and be in the physical level as well. And I could see how that could really support then even that spiritual connection or the intuition or just hearing any of, you know, the underlying messages that are coming through.
Yeah.
So for you, like, what would be one of your favorite strategies in terms of or exercises when it comes to breath work?
As someone that also has been diagnosed with what they call anxiety throughout my life, I have found that the simple pranayama technique of ujjayi breath has really helped me relieve stress. So ujjayi is a very simple technique that essentially is almost like you, I don't want to call it dragon breathing, but it's kind of like that. You're just really exhaling strongly out of the nose or out of the mouth, so much so that you're creating a sound that sounds like the ocean. And that for me has just really let me sigh it out. I say that to my clients all the time. You can be as loud or as quiet as you want to be. If you need to groan it out, please do that. And I feel that ujjayi has helped me when those heightened moments of anxiety are present to just sigh it out and to let whatever's coming up to come up and to be experienced and then to be let go of. Another one of my favorite techniques that I've recommended to so many people, and it's one of the more popular techniques, is called Samavriti, which is box breath. And we're essentially doing a 4 to 6 count, depending on what your natural breath typically is like. And so we're inhaling for 4, holding for 4, exhaling for 4, and then holding for 4. So we're basically making a box with our breath. And that's been super great for anxiety as well, because Samavriti specifically relaxes the nervous system. And currently, I feel like so much of the techniques that I focus on are really about nervous system relaxation, because right now is a very interesting time to be alive and be human. And we are in a state of overstimulation a lot of the time. And so when we're focusing on techniques that allow our nervous system to just know that, like, hey, I got you, you're okay, you can just be here, I know that we're able to move through the rest of our day or the rest of our week with a lot more ease. I feel like that's a word that's also been coming forward a lot for me recently, is ease.
Yeah, I really love how you've been modeling it through this entire episode. Like, I've heard your voice and you kind of almost doing the Ujjayi of letting go if there's like any energy coming up. And I, you know, receive a lot of trust and safety in that, hearing you do that and like working through like whatever comes up for us, I think is just such a beautiful thing to model, instead of us going to that place of like shutting down or withdrawing or holding back our voice or our expression. I'm really enjoying hearing like moving the energy up and out and just letting it come out how it does. That feels very freeing for me to hear. What do you think when you hear me say that to you?
There's so much resonance on that. And I love the use of the word free, because going kind of back to what I feel like I've been observing in the collective, so many of us just haven't been allowed the freedom to feel, to just really feel. And I think now we're seeing this collective uprising almost of like returning to a sense of feeling, which is why I think practices like breath work are coming back to the forefront, and yoga is coming back to the forefront. Somatics are coming back to the forefront, because there's just this need to feel. And that saying that I'm sure everyone has heard before at some point in these wellness communities, you need to feel it to heal it. But it's so incredibly true. If we are unable to access the reality of what we're feeling, it's going to be that much harder to really let it move through us. What's coming forth for me right now is actually one of the lessons from nature that I've been really sitting with, is just how rivers hold so much. Everything is in a river: rocks, algae, different fishes maybe, but none of that stays stagnant. It all moves. It keeps moving somewhere. So the river knows how to hold, but it also knows when to let go. And I think that breath work is such an amazing way for us to know when to hold, how to hold, but also allowing us to let go. And I think as we move forward with these somatic practices and with breath work and even with coaching, that we're accessing a greater capacity to feel. And that leads to our freedom, honestly. So much suppression of emotions, I feel like, has been kind of the root of a lot of the things we see in the collective.
So yeah. Resonance. Yeah. I really feel like before I go into a coaching conversation or any of these things that I do, I always think about being a channel or an instrument. Mm-hmm. And that's what the pre-ritual is. It's, you know, setting yourself, your true self, up to be that channel for whatever's meant to come through for you, for the person. And so I really feel like the breath work is such a beautiful way to connect on the mental, emotional, spiritual, physical level. It's one of those activities where, for me, it really addresses all the levels, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So in terms of what you've got going on, I would love for you to share with the listeners anything that you would like to invite them into.
Okay. So I currently have two separate programs that is available. My intuitive soul coaching, which at the foundation of that is holistic coaching, that can be done in either 3 or 6 month containers. But mainly my conscious breathwork and meditation container, which is one of my favorites currently. So it is a 12-week program. So we'd be working together for 3 weeks. And these are very intensive sessions, I will say. So they're really geared towards people that are ready to experience breathwork in its fullest capacity, but also to learn how to deepen their own individual practice after the container is over. And through these 3 months, we are meeting together for 1.5 to 2 hours every single week. So we're really diving deep. And we are going into the body, we're going into the soul, we're going into the emotions, and we are finding the light. The way that I kind of see it is like moving throughout the inner caves with a lantern and discovering like gold that's there. That's how I view it. So we're really diving into the depths and coming on the other side of it with more consciousness and awareness. And it's been my favorite container to guide people through so far. I just finished one container that was so incredibly powerful and rewarding for me as a witness to the insights that came through. And
what did you get from it?
Oh man, this particular container was powerful. There's so much space for everything to come up. So it's not just the physical, but it's the spiritual. It's not just the mental, it's the emotional. So there's this well-rounded just awareness that comes through in the client of like, when they're coming out of this container, one of the things that I noticed with this particular previous client, like their awareness of what they're feeling in their body is a lot different now. Of just moving through life of like, I feel this emotion here. Like I feel this emotion in my back, or I feel it in my chest. And just having that knowledge helps you go into the body, find it, and then breathe through it. And being able to hold space for that, because I feel like these containers, they're not about me as the facilitator. Like I am just the one holding the space for that person's soul to come in and drop in what needs to be there. And that feels so good for me. So
good.
Yeah.
It's such a practical tool to learn how to do this. Like this is something so practical and so valuable to learn how to do like in this setting and then be able to take with you. And it's life-giving. I mean, What is more life-giving than breath? You know, it's like, it's how we're alive, what we're doing here, you know? So I love that you are giving this very practical tool that is just going to enhance somebody's life and experience mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and beyond. It's just wonderful. So we'll throw a discovery call link into the show notes. And if anybody is resonating and would like to speak to Alexandria, please reach out via discovery call and you guys can connect and see how working together would look. What are the other ways that people can contact you?
Oh, so I am pretty active on Instagram right now. So my Instagram is @IamAlexandriaK. And I always have my emails open. So I am so open to having conversations through email because I know for some people a discovery call can sometimes seem daunting. So if that resonates more, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via email. So it's theobsidianlotus@gmail.com. And we can chat there and connect there further.
Yeah. What's the connection to the obsidian? I've always wondered this. So I'm glad I can ask you.
Oh, good question. So obsidian crystals, they're very dark crystals, but they're transmutators. So they're kind of like absorbing all of what we perceive as the dark and the negative energy, and then they're transmuting it into light and emitting that positive energy. And so I feel like I've always been a person that kind of navigates the darkness, my own and other people's. And so the obsidian lotus specifically just held so much resonance for me, because you have the almost the juxtaposition between this dark transmutatory crystal and then this really soft lotus that also grew from mud. So just, yeah, I think the name really kind of popped up and it's stuck. But that's, I love beautiful obsidian crystals.
Yeah, I have one right here with me. So
nice. See, you get it.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. So when you think about a legacy, and I know that that word for some people is big and, you know, forward thinking. But for you, when you think about just what your soul came here to do, Alexandria, mm-hmm. what is the legacy that you hope your soul leaves?
Yeah, definitely a layered question. I think the feeling that's coming through is healing on a multi-dimensional level. I believe that my soul chose many forms of darkness in my own story so that I could heal from those, so that I would have greater capacity to exemplify and embody healing for others in the collective consciousness. So when people view me or view my work, the resonance that I want them to have is just this deeply healing presence of feeling like there's a mending, a reconnecting that's happening for them on a mind, body, soul level that enables them to move throughout their life with greater awareness and greater consciousness. So yeah, that's what feels good for me.
And you absolutely, I believe, bring that to your coaching, the space, the stillness, the spiritualness that I always feel when I hear it. Feels very healing and feels like thriving to me. And so I'm just honored to know you and am so happy that our paths have crossed and that we're walking alongside each other.
I receive that and I am so incredibly honored and grateful as well, genuinely.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Anything else you want to say in closing?
Thank you for having me and for facilitating this space. As always, always grateful to you, Beverly.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here and just encouraging everybody who's feeling called to reach out to Alexandria. Thank you. If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it is considering breath work for your own practice or for your coaching practice. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Many blessings to you.